We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning 9 lines from the top, at the end of the 9th line. The first word learned is Tzaarei. So the end of the line, Omrab Zeir Omrab, Menayin Lamatna Shchimira Shehim Min HaTayra. What's the significance of Lamatna Shchimira? So the Rashbam says, Shekoine Bedibur Beloi Kinyan Suda. Gagoyim Etzava Machas Misa. There's such an idea of Lamatna Shchimira that you could give away something, even without a Kinyan. Just when he says that he's gonna die, he's giving away all his nechassim, or he says even miksas nechassim, if he says that he's doing it because he's dying, the halacha is it's called a matna shchimira, and you are kaina, the person who the receiver is kaina, even without a kinyan, just with a ksivo or a mira of the shchimira, it's enough that the receiver is kaina. The shaila is sounds like Gemara says it's minat taira, and what's the makar for this? Shenema, it says in the pasuk. This part is talking about that if someone doesn't have any sons, so the nachla goes to the daughter. So the pasuk should have just said, "Vim ein loy ben," then the bas gets the yerusha. What's the lashon vahavartem? So vahavartem is extra, and we learn from vahavartem is that there's another havara. There's another type of havara, and what's that? What like that goes with derech yerusha? What's this type of havara? Ve'ezuzu matna shchimira. This is matna shchimira. Ve'avartem is the extra word. Teach you there's a different type of havara that they take it away from the yerushim and give away to someone else, and that is through a matna shchimira. Rav Nachman Omer Rav Avu Amahacha, a different extra pasuk. A pasuk of the nesatim es nachalosai. This pasuk is talking about actually by brothers. V'main loy bas. It says v'nesatim es nachalosai le'echav. To his brothers. We know the father goes first, that's a drush in Yeshnaichlin, but the pasuk is v'nasatem. What's v'nasatem? It should say, v'm ein le'bas, nachlosa le'achov. What's v'nasatem? And the word is extra. So yeshchon asina achera shikazu, ve'ezuzu, matna shchimira, that's matna shchimira. So we have two drushes from the psukim of Yerusha to teach us matna shchimira. Either v'avartem is extra, or v'nasatem is extra. So Rav Nachman, who learns that from v'nasatem, might time l'mam v'avartem. Why didn't he dash it from the words v'avartem? So our answer is, we need that for the drasha of Rebbe. Talmud in a brisa. Rebbe Eimer, v'kulam nemru behem nesina. All the other yarshim says lashon nesina. V'kan nemru havara. Here it says havara. Ein lecha shemavir nachlo meshevet leshevet el abatz. That from all the yarshim, the only one who does not keep it in the family is v'abatz is yarshit. Why? Because ha'yolu b'noa b'al yarshim ha'yso. When she gets married, so she get married to different shevet, and her husband or her son could be Yerusher. And the Gemara is before Yeshnaichlin, that Rebbe is learning out from this pasuk that there is such a thing as Yerusha from the mother. Because Be'etzem, a Meshpachas ain't loy have a Meshpacha. So the Chiddush is that the Bena and the Baila, her son, and her husband is Yerusher. So that's what you do with pasuk Vavartim. So Rav Nachman says, I use Vavartim for that. The extra pasuk teach us that Bena or Baila is Yerushma. So therefore, he can't darshan from there, Matna Shchimira. Therefore, he darshans from Venasatim. But Rav Zeira wanted darshim from v'nasatem. My time learned from v'nasatem. Or the grohu, it's very normal for the pasuk to say instead of saying just v'main le'bas nachlos le'achav, it says unasatem. It's a normal drasha, and therefore v'nasatem is not extra. It's a normal way of talking of the pasuk. Therefore, it's not extra to make a drasha. So those are two psukim from the Torah where different man yomim say mekar from v'nas shchimra min haTorah. Rav Nashva Yim Yom Hachav from a pasuk in. This pasuk is in Melachim, and it says the pasuk Melachim that Chizkiyahu got sick. We know why he got sick because he didn't have any children. He saw Menavu, he's going to have Menasha, and he didn't want to have children. It says in the pasuk this: "Biyom Mehem Chalach Chizkiyahu Lamus." He got sick, deathly ill. "Vayove Yelov Yishayahu Ben Amoitz Hanavi Ve'im Elov Koyama Hashem Tzav Leveisecha Give a Tzavah for your house Kim Meis Atov Leisich." You're going to die. You're not going to live. We know at the end of the story, he agrees to get married. He marries actually Yeshayahu's daughter, and they have Menasha. But Akapanim, Loshim Tzav LeBeisecha sounds like that alone, that B'Tzavah alone, B'Tzavah Ba'alma is enough to have Manash Chibra, as you see, on the car from the Pasuk. The Tosfos Rosh asks, how do you learn from Divrei Kabbalah? This is not from Torah, it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's from Malachim. So the Tosfos Rosh answers that really it was a Lachim Hashem Sinai. And he Lamai says just a smachta from the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Rami by Cheskel Mahacha from this pasuk. Achitayful Ra'a Kiloi. This is talking about where Achitayful gave Avshalom an idea that he should run after David HaMelech. And Lamai says when David HaMelech was running away, he said run after him, and he didn't listen to his idea. Avshalom did not listen to Achitayful's idea. Lamai says at the end of the day, Avshalom lost out. He went back to his household. So it says, "Vayitzava beisoy." So you see, "Vayitzava ba'alma." Another pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah. That's about ba'alma. So the way we touch the Gemara was we have four pesukim, four different pesukim of Matnas Gemara Tari, the Vavartem and the Satem, or two pesukim from Divrei Kabbalah. We even ask Tosfos Rosh, even asks, "Hail Rav Divrei Kabbalah." Shmash from Tosfos Rosh. Then the Gemara says, "Nine Matnas Gemara Minat Tari." It means really Minat Tari. But Tosfos on top of Amud here says not like that. Tosfos says, "Lav Minat Tari Dafu Kama." Because Rav Nachman, who makes a drasha from Venasatam, he himself says in Tapam Beis, that's not Minat Torah. So, heck, you say it's Minat Torah. He says it's only a smachta ba'alma. And about the kuli alma, it's not Minat Torah. And maybe we'll talk about this a little more on topic of Mizayin and Beis, just to point out that Tosfos learns is Lav Minat Torah. The Rashbam and the Tosfos Rosh and Mavuyer, that it is Minat Torah, according to Zman D'Yomra. But Tosfos says it's not. The three things that Achatoifel was Mitzava, his children, his last will and testament. Al Tiyu B'Machloikas. First of all, don't get involved in arguments in Machloikas. Because you see, Achatoifel got involved in Machloikas and it didn't turn out good. He might have landed up killing himself. And don't rebel in Machloikas Beis David. There's another thing he did and it didn't work out. And the third thing he said, a panosa idea, the Yom Tov Shel Atzeres Barur, if Shavuos is a very clear day, that means it's a sign to be a good year. Ziru Chitim, plant Chitim. Mazut Yoma, a little different in the gear, says not Barur. Barur means a clear day. Mazut is opposite, Bol. If it's a cloudy day, then you know it's to be a rainy day. Bol Itmar. Amri Nadoi Mishmid Rav Yaakov tries to stim both the Barur and the Bol. He says, Loi Barur, Barur Mamish, Loi Bol, Bol Mamish. When it says borrow, it doesn't mean borrow, and borrow doesn't mean borrow. It means like this. Ella, a filu borrow, even if it's a cloudy day, but ruach tzefoynis from nashavta, and there's a northern wind that's blowing it away, zehu borrow, that's borrow. So it stems those things. It's a cloudy day, with kind of a clear day, then you know it's a good day to plant. Only have Abel Rav Ashi. So you learn that Shavuos is the day that is a simon for the year. I hold not like that. Only Rav Abel, Rav Ashi, Anan, Ad Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Asin Lo. We have a Kabbalah from Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, when it's, what's the sign for a good year? Don't Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Motzu Yon Tov Achon Shel Chag, Motzu Shmini Atzeres, HaKol Tzoyfin Lo Oshon HaMarocha. Everyone looks at the smoke of the Marocha, because the sea, it went straight up, the Marocha, but it turned a certain way with the wind. So not the Klap Itzafoin, because it is a Gemara that says that one of the Nisim, the Asar Nisim, the Hashem Racha did not go all over the place. It went in a straight line. But it did point, it did blow, I think Tosfos speaks out in Yuma, it blew one direction a little bit. So if you see it going towards the Safarin, that means there is a southern wind. So the Nanim Smechim, or Balabatim at Sevim, the Nanim are happy because it's going to be a dry year. It's going to be a very wet year. It's going to be. But basically, Yisham of Reuben, because it'll be a very wet year, and if it's a wet year, Peres Markivim, the Peres get spoiled, and they're not going to be able to, the Ashirim are not going to be able to store the Peres in order to jack up the price when the supply gets low. So it'll be a very rainy year, they have to sell the Peres right away, so the Nehem are happy, but Batim are upset. Not the Klapei Dorim. If it's going to the south, that means that there's a northern wind, then it means there's not so much rain. Aniyim atzavim, atzavim. The aniyim are upset. Because the rain of that year won't be so much. The peris mishtamrim, and the peris mishtamrim, and the ashirim will store the peris, and then when the price goes up, they're going to take it out and sell it. Not the klapi mizrach. If it's going towards the mizrach, which means there's a mire of wind, a west wind, that's the best. The kol smechim. That's a perfect balance. Klapi mayriv. I call it even when it's klapi mayriv. Then everyone, because the Mizrachis is, there's no rain at all if it's a Mizrachis, and there's a hunger, and nothing grows. So Mizrachis is terrible. The Mizrachis wind is terrible. The east wind is terrible. That's what comes out from this price. But Akaponim, what's the gave for us, we brought it in for, was to show you that Matzi Yontav Shal Achim Shal Chag is when you see what type of year it'll be. So more than I was going to ask, that we said, that the Mizrach is Kasha, the east wind is no good, and the west is good. I'm going to show you it's the opposite. Braminu. Mizrachis la'ilam yafa. This bride says Mizrachis is good. The east wind is good. My rav is on kasha. The west wind is no good. Mamash the opposite. We have to finish the bride. The bride says ruach tefayin is northern wind yafa l'chitim mishal shavir shlish. The north wind is good for chitim after they grew a shlish. The kasha zaysim mishal shenitzu. That it's not good for the zaysim once they start sprouting. It's not good. This east wind. This ruach, so the north wind. The north wind is good for the chitim. The north wind is good for the chitim, and not good for the zaysim. The ruach, the roimis, the ruach, the roimis, the south wind is kosher chitim shal shavir shlish. Is no good for chitim when it grew a third. The yafal zaysim shal shenitzu, and it's good for the zaysim. But Rav Yosef, v'tei ma'ajutcha, v'tei ma'anach ma'yitzchak, v'simonech, to remember which one's which. Remember that in the heichal shulchan b'tzafon u'menorah b'darim. The shulchan is on the north, and the shulchan is where we have the lechem upon him, which is made out of chitim. So that's the siman that the tzafon is good for the chitim. Menorah is used with olive oil; it's used with zaysim. So that's bedarim. That's a siman that the darim is good for the zaysim. That's you remember which one's which. Hi marbi day, hi marbi day. This one, the shulchan is good for its side for tzafon, and hi marbi day, and the menorah is good for its side. But the Maaseh, what is saying in this brisa? The Mizrachis is good. Before we said Mizrachis is no good. And here we said it is good, the opposite. It's a steer in two brises. Loikasha halon halahu. For us in Bavel, so for us, the Maravis is no good. We'd rather have the Mizrachis because in Bavel, you don't need so much rain. Since it's lower down, so there's more moisture in the ground, you don't need so much rain. So there, it's better to have the Mizrachis than the Maravis. Because too much rain is no good, because it'll be flooded. Masha'inke in Eretz Yisrael, there in Eretz Yisrael, the Mizrachis is kasha, and the Maravis is good. Because you want more rain in Eretz Yisrael. So that means halon, halahu, means for Bavel and for Eretz Yisrael. Tanya v'sholem, yontav shahat saras, barur, he says, like before, that yontav shahat saras, which is Shavuos, is barur, sim yafach ha'ashan ha'kula, it's a good sim for the entire year. Amar Azvid, if Rosh Hashanah is hot, the whole year will be hot, which Rashbam says Rav Hashanah. And we'll be hot, yeah, hot winter. If it's a cold day, will be a hot, be a cold winter, a cold year. On top of the base, we know the Kohen Gadol when he came out of the base of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he davened that if it was going to be a very hot year, his daven shouldn't be so hot. If it's going to be a cold year, it shouldn't be so cold. So he has to know what to daven, so he sees what's Rosh Hashanah, and then he knows how to daven on Yom Kippur. Like Tapis says, Shispal, Shim Chama, Lo Yisi, Chama, Yisi, Medai. Vim Kirir, Lo Yisi, Kirir, Yisi, Medai. So he knows what happens Rosh Hashanah, and that's how he knows what type of tefillah to daven when it comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.